And welcome back to WSHIT's Waiting on an Answer. Each Sunday evening, in thoughtful discussion with the Lord, we take your questions and requests and put them through to the big guy. And joining us this week as the Omniscient Operator is the one and only Pastor Judith Kegels. Pastor Kegels has been squeezing hard to get those answers you're looking for in life, love, and the pursuit of a bigger bank account, as the Lord would have wanted. Our first prayer request comes from David. David states, I recently lost all my hair in a terrible fishing accident, and while I can lay claim to having caught Crabapple's largest turtle-toed bass, my hair has left me out of luck with the ladies. Pastor Kegel, I feel if I had a job, a bed that I didn't have to blow up, or my own vehicle, I might not be so lonesome when it comes to love. Well, Pastor Kegel, you've got your hands tied with this one. What can we pray for today? What can we pray the Lord will do for David to improve his chances of laying seed with the good ladies of Crabapple?
I love to pray for people for cars. You say, I need a car. Well, get on the phone. Tell us what kind of car that you need. Tell us what kind, and we're going to believe God for your car. Now, this car is a sanctified car, so it goes to church, picks up people for church. It doesn't play raunchy music, have sex in the back seat. No, this sanctified car. No wrecks. You know, it's not a lemon. This is a really, really good car.
Well, David, I think you're well on your way to finding that true love. As a matter of fact, give me a call when you get that brand new car. Nothing tickles me in the godly spot quite like a 6-stroke turbo engine running under those patent leather seats. Oh, we've got so many more consumer goods to pray for when we get back after this commercial break.
On this episode of the commercial break.
No. Don't spit in my mouth. I know it seems sexy, but is it really sexy to spit in someone's mouth? What did they have for dinner? Do you even know? Do you know where that mouth has been? Are they the kind of person who would suck off the teat of a public water fountain? What kind of human is throwing their tonsil juice down the back of your throat? Stop it. Stop it already. Everyone's acting like children around here. That's what children do. They spit in each other's mouths. Not adults. We're stopping it right now. Everybody cut it out.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
Yeah, boy!
Oh, yeah, cats and kittens. Welcome back to The Commercial Break. I'm Brian Green. This is my dear friend and the co-host of this show, Chris and Joy Hoadley. Best to you, Chris.
Best to you, Brian.
Best to you out there in the podcast universe. How the hell are you? Thanks for joining us. Here we are. I'm reading an interesting article that Tina sent me about spitting and how spitting is the new hot kink.
I was telling you about that.
What in the fuck are we talking about? What?
Uh-huh. Because it was in the movie Sinners. I guess. Oh. I haven't seen that movie, but.
So people were like spitting in each other's mouths?
Mm-hmm. There's a kink for everyone.
Okay. You listen to 2 seconds of the commercial break, then you know this. Brian is generally grossed out by any bodily fluid.
You are.
Pee pee poo poo tee tee ta ta. Puke, spit, snot, earwax, all of it. I don't care. All of it makes me disgust. I'm disgusted by body hair. And I have so much of it, you don't even understand. It is a constant grooming going on in my house. My daughter is fascinated watching me groom my body. She's like, why, Dada? I'm like, you'll know when you get older. And then I see this guy on Instagram. He has got such a large amount of chest hair. You've never seen anything like it. He gets in the shower or he oils it up. And he'll stick the phone right on his belly. So what you're seeing is like his face through all the glistening chest hair. 75,000 likes.
Of course.
Brian tells a ha-ha and he gets 2 likes on Instagram. This guy glistens up his chest hair and gets 75,000 likes.
Maybe you need to be doing
Maybe
more of
I
that.
Do. Maybe yes. I do. I'm going to talk to Chad about
or
that.
Or filming your grooming.
I should film my grooming.
Yeah.
Well, I just got permission to go live on TikTok. I had asked for this for months and months. So I thought what I would do is maybe go live on TikTok while I'm editing the show and let people watch me edit the show. And then I thought, what a snooze fest, Brian. Who fucking cares? No one cares about the show, let alone editing the show, you dipshit.
But you're grooming. My grooming, now. Though.
I bet you $1,000 I'd get a million views on that. I'd be made fun of mercilessly, but at least I'd get some views. Just chasing those views. vapid and endlessly sad as I am. So I just don't like bodily fluid. Mm-hmm. And I don't like the thought of, I like the thought of kissing my wife. I don't mind her saliva. There's nothing wrong with it, as well as other fluids in the act of coitus. I don't care. I don't get ticklish about it. I'm not upset by it. But I don't want you spitting in my mouth on purpose. Mm. That is a no-no. No, 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 no. Don't spit in my mouth. I know it seems sexy, but is it really sexy to spit in someone's mouth? What did they have for dinner? Do you even know? Do you know where that mouth has been? Are they the kind of person who would suck off the teat of a public water fountain? What kind of human is throwing their tonsil juice down the back of your throat? Stop it. Stop it already. Everyone's acting like children around here. That's what children do. They spit in each other's mouths. Not adults. We're stopping it right now. Everybody cut it out. If you're into this, I want to hear from you so I can give you a good talking to, like your papa, like your great uncle. I'm going to talk to you and tell you that there are, yes, we don't have a CDC anymore alerting us to diseases running around the world. Did you know that? Did you know that they stopped alerting?
I did.
Diseases that are, they cut out that
sense.
Part. Yeah, it does make sense. Mm-hmm. Why do we need to know about the next dengue fever that's coming from far-flung Antarctica? Fuckers. So this is the perfect time to be having the spit kink come flying out of the woodwork. Dumbasses. What are we doing? Spit kink. Let me tell you something about what happened over the weekend, and I'll explain to you why I have a little bit of unease about bodily fluids. We're driving to my father's house for the holiday in the old family truckster, the 1922... wood-paneled SUV that even if it was worth any money, it's not worth anything now because there's Cheerios that have literally become part of the leather.
Yeah.
You think I'm joking?
No, I know you're not. I've gotten into other kid cars.
Yes. One of my consoles is made of Fruit Loops, in case anybody was wondering. And the other one is made of old yogurt.
Yeah. Yogurt packs.
Yes. Exactly. You know, the Go-Gurts. That's right. The Go-Gurts. Mm-hmm. Those got to be healthy for you. 72 grams of sugar. They're water. They're like weird consistent. Yogurt should have some fluff to it. It shouldn't just pour out of like a juice. Anyway, we're driving. Sometimes, even though Astrid and I have some pretty strict rules around screens in the house, like you can watch TV in the family room when everybody else is watching it, and you cannot watch YouTube or short videos. You can watch long format, half hour, 2 hour long movies. There's just some general rules we have to try and save some semblance of sanity for our children. Now, we're not 100% great at it, but we're pretty good at it, I think. We tried.
You think about trying.
We think about trying. That's right. When I think about trying... I think about Brian. When I think about trying, I think about Brian.
I like it.
I like it too. So we get in the car, all 30 of us, smushing everybody in with, you got to imagine, it's Astrid and I in the front seat and then just a row of different size chairs
for
different
rows.
Yeah, a couple rows, but there's different size chairs, booster seats and car seats and baby seats, all this other shit that's back there that are like Tetris. My wife plays Tetris to get those things to fit in exactly they are.
Yeah, it's an art.
You have to Google it. You have to make the combination. There are whole YouTube personality.
Really?
Yes, there are YouTube personalities that tell you which chairs, like, they do like, they honestly, it's Tetris, it's a math. Do you have a 3-year-old plus a 7-year-old plus a 2-year-old plus a 1-year-old plus a baby plus a dog? Here's the best car for you, and I'm going to tell you the exact seats you need to get and how you put them in there. And they do it, and it's a niche. And they do it very well. And my wife loves one of the ladies. It's like the car lady, the car girl, whatever, the car mom or something like that. And she's really good at what she does. Millions and millions of people watch this lady review cars and how you can coordinate to put seats in there and for moms and dads and all this. Okay. So this second row right behind Astrid and I is one of these Tetris put in exactly the way it's supposed to be kind of things. So you can't move them. They're hard to buckle, but if you can manage to get your hand beneath it, then you can and you pick
you
up
it. You have to be like double jointed.
Yes, you'll exactly. You'll find you have to be double jointed, and you're it's likely you're going to get a bruise on your arm just sticking it in between there. But you'll get the seat buckled, and you'll probably get a Mickey Mouse toy and some kind of old ice cream from McDonald's or something like that on your hand in the meantime. So we put everybody in the car, and we have a rule. Okay, if it's longer than a two-hour drive, you are allowed to watch your iPad. We will download some movies. Maybe we have one of those Mickey Mouse puzzle games on there. You can watch your iPad for a little while. Just because you don't want bored children in a car.
No.
Because then they're just going to irritate the shit out of you, asking you every 2 seconds, when do we eat? I have to go to the bathroom, or when do we get there? Now, none of those things are pressing when they have a screen in front of them. All of a sudden, they don't have to pee, they're not hungry, and it doesn't matter what time we get there.
Right.
It's magic.
Distraction.
It's a distraction. It's parenting by distraction. And any good parent knows that that's a good technique. So we give the kids, including the youngest one, the iPad, and we say, okay, you know, here we go. We get in the car, we go. It's Memorial Day weekend. There's a lot of traffic. We're sitting in that traffic, stop and go, stop and go, stop and go on the highway, blah, blah, blah. We haven't even made it a tenth of the way up there. We've been in the car for like 30, 35 minutes, and finally it clears up a little bit. Here we go. We're going 80 miles per hour in the HOV lane, zooming down, and I'm like, okay, it's going to take us a while to get there, but at least we're moving now. And I hear my daughter, the youngest one, it sounds a little weird to me. Like my dad's spidey sense goes off, and I turn around, and she's like behind Astrid. So I turn around and look at her. I'm like, you okay? Yeah, daddy. God. And I'm like, I look at Astrid and I go, she's going to vomit, because I know she's going to vomit, because that's a weird cough that came out of nowhere. And Astrid goes, she's not going to vomit. Oh, and I go, she's going to vomit. And Astrid's like, she's not going to vomit. She's just coughing. Everywhere, spraying out of her mouth.
Oh, God.
Pouring out of her mouth. Like those hippopotamus, those rhinos that were pissing gallons of liquid out of their assholes. This child is just come unglued in the mouth.
Oh, no.
Everywhere. Spraying everywhere like something out of a sci-fi movie. And I'm like, I'm going 80 miles per hour down the HOV line. Here I got my blinker on. I'm going over the double yellow line. I'm not going to kill anybody, but I'm moving as quick as I can because I see an exit and it's coming quick. And if I pass it, it's another 3 miles, and we're going to have to live with what is the most unbelievable smell you have ever smelled. My oldest child is like, Dad, Dad, that smells so bad. Dad, Dad. And I'm like, I know. I know. Shut up.
Don't think about it. Go back to watching your show.
That's what I said. I go, it's not about you. It's about her. And meanwhile, she's like, wah, 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 ah.
Oh, God.
Just like four really just vomitous, disgusting layers of crap everywhere. And it smells like what vomit smells like.
Yeah, it does.
That smell that is embedded into the back of our throats. We all know it. It's terrible. I hate it. I hate it. I roll down all the windows. I zoom over 12 lanes, whatever it is in Atlanta. There's like 12 lanes
there
on each one. I zoom over. I manage to get in. Like, I'm doing exactly what I hate what people do, and that is rolling over those,
the
very last second about to hit the median just so I can get over. And I do, and we pull over, and Astrid's like, oh, my God. And I'm like, what do we need? And she's like, well, we need some wipes, so stop at this gas station. And I'm like, that's going to need more than wipes. We need something more than that.
You need a hose.
Exactly. That's what we need is a hose. Yeah. But, you know, where are you going to find a hose, right?
Yeah.
And so open up my Google Maps or my whatever, and I say, hey, find me the nearest grocery store. There's a Walmart. 5 miles
oh God, I hate
away.
That. Yeah.
Because what we're sitting in is a rinky-dink gas station that there's probably the attendant. Yeah, there's probably packages of wipes that are 10 years old and dried out there, and they're going to cost me $38. And so I'm like, oh my God, okay, let's just go. Windows, sunroof, everything's down. One of my kids is in the back just, you know, complaining. Now the smell, he keeps on saying, my oldest keeps on saying, Dad, the smell is really bad. And I'm like, now I'm getting gaggy. I'm like, yeah. I know. And I'm like, just look forward. No, put your head out the window. I don't care. You know, we'll get there. We pull into the Walmart parking lot. We park way over in the side, like where there's nobody. And I'm like, okay. And Astrid already knows. She already knows that I'm not going to be the one to go back there and touch that puke.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, what do we need? So we make a list, you know, wipes, paper towels, spray bottle, whatever. Yeah, da-da-da-da-da. I go in as quick as I can, come back out with bags of stuff, like as much, way more than I would ever need, but just in case, gloves, you know, masks. And Astrid's already pretty much taken care of a lot of it. She has a whole grocery bag full of napkins, paper towels, and everything. And I'm like, oh my God. But I can see the smell is so bad.
So hard to get it out.
And she's like, listen, I think we need to spray this thing off. Or honestly, I don't know that it's ever going to come out. And I'm like, it's never going to come out. It's that was the wateriest, weirdest. Let me tell you what my daughter had for breakfast, which was the mistake. Yogurt.
Nah.
A cake pop from Starbucks. Potato chips. A juice. And some eggs. Because we were just trying to get packed up to go. And so she's just like grazing around the house. So the poor thing just has a belly full of bullshit. And then she's watching an iPad. She's getting motion sick.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what it is. Okay. So now Astrid and I are standing out in the parking lot. Kids are in the, like, now I have the hatchback open and they're just sitting in the back on the luggage, like sitting on the luggage. And Astrid and I are convening. We're having a husband-wife moment.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like,
assessing the situation.
I don't know what we can do about this. She says, well, listen, one of the kids is old enough to have a booster seat. So I suppose I could go into Walmart, see if there's a seat that will fit the situation, and we could just toss this one. And I'm like, where are we going to toss it? And she's like, I don't know. And I go, I think we could like leave it over in the grass over here. But I look up, there's cameras everywhere. I'm like, nah, I guess we can't leave it in the grass. You know what we can do? Why don't we get one of those industrial construction bags, the kind that they put the garbage bags, they put construction debris in.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get it. We'll throw a bunch of those bleach wipes in there so it doesn't smell so bad.
What?
We'll wrap it up. We'll throw it in the back of the car. And when we get to my dad's, we can hose it down.
Oh, okay.
And see if we can give it
to the
women's shelter or something like that, right? Something. I don't know what. We can sell it for $10, give it away. The Target sometimes has a drop-off that you can drop it off. Okay. So we wrap it up. We open all the windows. Finally, we get some of the smell out of there. It's still lingering, but it's much better. You know, at least you can deal with it. I keep the windows open the entire drive. We're going like 90 down the highway, and the windows are open. My kids' faces are plastered back, and they're like, can you roll up the window? No. No, I cannot. I'm not going to get that shit. Once it gets in the air conditioning filter, it'll never get out. All right. So we get to my dad's house. We take that thing out.
Which is like... Three hours away.
Yeah. 3 hours away, 3 hours to go because of the traffic, uh-huh. right? So we get to my dad's house. We take that thing out. We put it on the side of the driveway. And, you know, we tell my parents, okay, hey, we'll get to it. We'll clean it or whatever. So everybody unpacks a couple hours later. They're cooking dinner. And I'm like, okay, you want to just go out and see if we can clean that thing at least so the smell is not there and we can wrap it up, bring it home, put it in the dumpster. I don't know, something.
Yeah, tackle it.
Chrissy, we take that thing apart and we take the cloth off of that thing.
Uh-huh.
And when we take the cloth off of that thing, there is a film, a white mucousy film that is stuck to the inside of the cloth that wraps around the seat of the car seat. When we start spraying it, that film comes apart like, I don't know, like... slime that you would make at your house, like homemade slime, starts coming apart in pieces and literally rolling down the driveway. It was the most disgusting thing I had ever seen
rolling
in my entire
down the
life.
Driveway.
It was like,
oh, just like
curdled
slime.
Milk. Yes. Oh, disgusting.
Was it part of the seat? Like a film from the...
No.
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 It was puke
that had stuck, gotten in the crevices. And in the 2 hours, 3 hours that we were in the car, had solidified into a whole new texture and taste for all the kids to
It was all the wind.
Enjoy.
It was drying
yes.
it.
Yes. The wind and the heat. Yes. It was gross. And now you fuckers want to go and spit in each other's mouths. That's what comes out of your mouth. Pee pee poo poo out the other end. And now you have a kink that you want to get spit in. And I didn't say spit on, I said spit in. Leave each other alone. That's assault. You should go to jail. Unbelievable. Do you have a kink to be spit in the mouth?
No, that's not one of mine.
What is one of yours?
That's for another show.
Well, which show is it for if it's not for the commercial break? I'd like to know. Inquiring minds want to know.
I think it's for another episode.
Okay,
maybe.
All right.
We'll break that down.
Stop spitting in each other's mouths. The CDC stopped reporting on up-and-coming contagious pandemics. So guess what? We're fucked. If you guys start spitting in each other's mouth and all of a sudden we have the, you know, I don't know, yogurt potato chipovitis comes flying about because someone just got motion sick, hurled in the back of an Uber, got out, stumbled up to your house drunk and decided to start spitting in your mouth. Films of bullshit that's been stuck in the back of their tooth. Gross. Can't believe this.
What if they didn't throw up and they brushed their teeth? Still.
I'd take under consideration a little extra saliva exchange in the process of kissing. But
okay.
Spitting?
Call me
old-fashioned. Call me old-fashioned. I'm the kind of guy who likes, you know, I'm the kind of guy who likes to get pegged while I'm high on cocaine. Okay? Call me old-fashioned.
Exactly. Yeah. The old-fashioned
way. The old-fashioned way. Spitting is not a kink. It's a, I don't know, it's a passing of diseases. Yes, that's what it is. Unbelievable. A hazard. That's a good way to put it. Not a kink. It's a hazard. And everyone's got to stop it. And I don't care what movie or television show it was in. It's just, it's enough already. Where are we going with this? What's next? What's next? We're going to be spitting in each other's eyeballs? I love it. I love conjunctivitis. So sexy.
Oh, God.
I love pink gooey eyes.
Ew.
Oh, exactly. Ew. Stop it. All right. I'll let everyone finish their breakfast now.
Thank you.
We'll be back.
Okay, you're probably wondering why I, Rachel, have taken over the voice duties at TCB. It's pretty simple. Astrid asked me to shut Brian up, even for a minute. Well, lovely Astrid, your wish is my command. Do you want to help Astrid too? You know you do. Leave a message for her, or me, or Chrissy at 212-433-3TCB. That's 212-433-3822. You can be on the show too. Just call and say something. Anything. Or text us and we'll text you right back. Promise. Then head over to tcbpodcast.com and get your free sticker. It's your constitutional right to a sticker, and we must abide. You get the point. Follow us on Instagram at The Commercial Break and watch all the episodes on video at youtube.com/The Commercial Break. Best to you and Astrid, especially Astrid.
Kenny Chesney is doing the Sphere.
Old Chesnuts?
Oh, Chesnuts. Chesnuts. I'm gonna sit right here and hear another steer in Mexico.
That was a pretty catchy
Chesney
song.
Yeah, he's he's country for sure, but he's more of a Jimmy Buffett type, I think, would be.
That's true.
He has a lot of songs that are country, but you know, Jimmy had a kind of a country-ish flavor too to a lot of his songs, a lot of Southern twang to Jimmy's music. But Kenny, he's got that party vibe. I mean, back in the early 2000s, Kenny Chesney concert was the place
to
be.
Didn't we go to one?
I think we might have.
Yeah. Clear Channel?
At 949 The Bull.
The Bull. had a lot of country.
Yeah, there was. We did a lot
of country at that station.
Well, I voiced a classic country music station.
The legend.
96.7 The Legend.
Yes, you did.
Classic country all the time. Playing on a loop from a computer to 12 people in South Georgia. Yeah, that's right. But Kenny was, that was quite the ticket.
Oh, my God. He was
back in
huge.
The mid 2000s. Yeah, 2008, 2009, 2010. He was huge. He'd sell out these huge stadiums. People would go and party all day long. He was like a, he was cultivating a very much a tour lifestyle. Maybe if not following people, following from Chesney show to Chesney show. But people would go, they would party, there would be a lot seen, the whole thing. Kenny had this, you know, he did it. He kind of got the perfect connection with his audience.
He did.
Which was, let's party, let's have a beer, let's have a good time, let's get those island vibes going. You know, it's very much that Jimmy Buffett type feel to his shows and to his, I don't know, to the whole
performance
thing. Performance.
Yeah.
So I hadn't heard the first thing about Kenny Chesney in a decade. I don't think I have heard the word Kenny, those words, Kenny Chesney, in a decade.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, I don't know. I now that it's been mentioned, yeah, I haven't either.
I'm sure.
We're not really in that market, but yeah.
Kenny Chesney was like, I don't own any Kenny Chesney music, but okay, Have Another Beer in Mexico sounds like a cool song, right? And if you're going to just hang out all day and drink beer, at least back then, that was my vibe too.
Right.
Let's hang out all day and drink a Bud Light. Cool.
By the pool.
By the pool. I'm all about that. That sounds great to me. But Kenny at the Sphere was kind of out of left field a little bit.
Well, maybe everybody's going to be super excited.
Well, it's already started. He's on a 12-day run, I think, or 16-day run, something like that. And the first two, three of those happened over Memorial Day weekend. And
party weekend.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
It's a great weekend to get out to Vegas and right before the
Bitcoin
conference heads there. Those two mixings of crowds, it's perfect. It's perfect. Here's the point. So the Sphere, while I was reading an article about Kenny Chesney, I was like seeing people were posting stuff, and the visuals are amazing, as they always are at seemingly every single Sphere
incredible.
Event, including the Eagles, which Eagles at the Sphere? Nah. The Eagles are the band your dad listened to. You know what I'm saying? Like, I like the Eagles. Love the Eagles. Like some of their music very much. But there wasn't a lot seen at the Eagles. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
It was like endless reunion tours where you had to pay $700 to go see them at the, you know, the local arena and whatever. Anyway, you get it. Kenny Chesney, cool. That kind of fits the motif a little bit, you know, people hanging out beforehand and afterwards, big party scene. I could see that being a Sphere kind of thing.
Yeah, maybe there's some of the visuals were maybe like the ocean.
Right.
And you're like, you're on an island.
Yeah.
The island breeze.
Exactly.
Blowing.
Yeah.
Scent of coconut.
They have scents
they
there?
They do.
Do they have the wind?
And they have a little breeze.
Oh,
thing.
They do?
Uh-huh.
Oh, very interesting. From behind the screen, they have these big fans?
No, it's like at your seats.
Oh, it's at your seats and it blows up. Oh, it's like one of those Disney World rides. 5D is what they called it. 5D. Five dicks coming at you. Okay, cool. But what some people pointed out, or what one article specifically pointed out, was it seemed an awful lot like those visuals reminded them of the visuals from the most recent Grateful Dead stand, the Dead stand there. And they did a little comparing. They went through and they looked at some videos and they said this visual and that visual, this scene and that scene. And while some of the details were swapped out, like in one scene specifically with the Dead, you would go through into a box of old backstage passes.
Yes, I remember seeing that.
Tickets.
That went last summer.
Tickets up. Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Kenny Chesney had the exact same thing, only the details were swapped out.
Right.
It was like a more generic kind of thing for Kenny Chesney where the Dead had like specific dates and times and places they had played. So there were a lot of these comparisons, you know, scene for scene almost. And he was like, well, what's up with that? And then that led to further digging. So when the Sphere was put together, this Sphere is like a $7.5 billion gargantuan tech project, essentially.
Yeah, it's a big deal.
It's in 16K. It's got millions and billions of LEDs, you know, 10,000 speakers. No matter where you sit, the speakers are pointing your direction, so you get the same sound. All of it. We've been through it. It's a technological marvel is what it is, inside and outside. But the challenge on the inside is that you literally have to create a half a sphere of visuals mm-hmm. in 16K. You can't just take a couple of pictures and blow them up and hope that they yeah. fit inside the sphere.
Yeah.
They have to be rendered in incredible detail to fit the screen and the projector so that it works seamlessly. So you get that sensation that you're inside of whatever, you know, you're seeing or inside of whatever it is.
Yeah, it's really cool.
So a company, I think out of Toronto, started specializing in building these scenes. When U2 was the first one to bite off, they said, okay, we'll do a residency there. They were the first ones. It reportedly costs $400,000 per song to create. Per song. To create the visuals. Now, I checked this and double-checked this in multiple places while we were sitting here
mm-hmm.
to confirm that this is what Bono had said on a Reddit AMA, that it costs $400,000 per song. Per song. How in the world do you make any fucking money when you're paying $400,000 per song? Now, as Chrissy pointed out, probably the guy who owns the sphere, the company who owns the sphere, probably said to you two.
It's the Live Nation guy.
Yeah. Okay, you go do.
Madison Square Garden.
Madison Square Garden.
Yeah.
He probably said to the visuals company, I'll tell you what, I'll give you a cut of every ticket. I'll give you licensing rights on the imagery. And he probably said to you two, I'll give you $6 million to play with, you know, an advance just for visual, $6 million bucks. Go knock yourselves out.
Mm-hmm.
Let's make it the best that it can be, because it's going to be the best marketing ever if we start getting a bunch of Instagram videos showing how crazy this can be. And I bet that's how it works.
Yeah, but because they lost money first.
Yeah, they lost money. And they're probably losing money still.
Mm-hmm.
Because Chrissy and I were thinking about Phish. Four nights, 10 songs a night. Never repeating the same song. That's 40 songs. I'm doing quick math in my head. That's $160 billion it costs. Billion with a B to create the visuals for that. To create the visuals for that. Ryan got it wrong. Yeah. Ryan got it wrong again. Ryan got it wrong. $160 billion to create the visuals just for Phish. And that is an amazing amount of money that you can't recoup through ticket sales. It's just not going to happen. So there must be, I say this with 0 point whatsoever, but to point out that this is a huge gamble that this guy is taking, but it seems to be paying off in his favor because everyone wants to go to the Sphere and see a concert.
It really is a great experience, I have to say. And did you know that Atlanta is getting a mini one?
I know.
You saw that?
I know, down at the Gulch.
Yeah.
Yeah. Atlanta, I know the guys who are... I know the company because I did business with them, who is building the Gulch, CIM, the SIM mm-hmm. Group, out of Los Angeles, one of the world's largest private developers. And they bought essentially a big hole in the ground that Atlanta was some of it, where the Mercedes-Benz Stadium, formerly the Georgia Dome, Phillips Arena, now State Farm Arena, and some other things were built on top of old train tracks, mm-hmm. a train depot, if you would. There's a big train depot right outside of town, like, you know, train tracks for days where they switch out cars. It's essentially that's why Atlanta is what it is. It was a big train.
It was called Terminus.
Terminus.
In the very beginning.
All the trains would come here. If you're mm-hmm. going through the southeast or anywhere up the coast, you would come to Atlanta first, you know, connect your train car thingies and then go. Woo-choo-choo. I don't know what happens. Something about that. So all these train tracks run right through some of the busiest part of the city, the most desirable land in the city. So what did they do? They built a big platform on top of it, on top of these train tracks, and then they just started building stuff on top of it, like State Farm Arena, mm-hmm. the Georgia Dome, the Mercedes-Benz Stadium, hotels.
Restaurants, yeah.
Yes, so there's essentially a big hole in the ground known locally as the Gulch. and there's parking lots down there. It's quite confusing, actually. It's a lot of different roadways and platforms and levels and all this other stuff, but at the very bottom of it is a bunch of train tracks. And yes, trains do run through it all the time. As a matter of fact, if you go to park for some events, you can see those trains running back and forth sometimes down underneath the State Farm Arena, essentially. So it's just been a big eyesore. Hey, the kids are home. It's just a big eyesore.
Yeah.
Is what it is. And so for years, no one has known what to do with this gulch until this group Sim came in and they set out a bidding process. The city did. If you think you know what you can do with it, bid on it. Show us what you can do. You know, design proposals, you know, whatever. We'll give you some city bonds to help you out with the financing. And so Sim came in with a, I think it was a $12 billion bid to build a live, work, play community in this huge hole in the ground known as the Gulch. And so now it's going up. And one of the things we're getting is a mini sphere.
Well, we're getting the World Cup in next year.
Yeah.
26. Yeah. And so they're building all kinds of stuff around the city to accommodate that and not pander, but what?
Yes, pander. No, that's the right word. Pandering. Pandering to FIFA.
Fans and to FIFA. And yes. So I think that that mini sphere thing is going to, you're going to be able to watch games like soccer slash football games like you're there at the game. Yeah.
Lovely. Unbelievable. They already have one of these in Houston, I think, or Dallas, and I've seen it. It's very realistic. You really do look like you're at the game.
Yeah.
The videos of it are crazy. Like, it looks like you're there, but you're not there. You're just watching this huge screen that encompasses the entire room, but the room is huge, right? So we're getting all of this stuff, hotels, motels, you know, whatever, all this kind of crazy crap that's being funded by the taxpayers, all to suck the dick of FIFA, to make sure that FIFA comes here. And you want to know how many games are being played here? You want to know how many games?
How
like
many?
Six. Mm-hmm. There's like six total games.
Yeah, because we're just part of, like, it's multi-city, right?
Yeah, it's multi-city. It's Mexico and the United States, and there's a billion games that are happening. We're getting six. We're not even getting the best of the games. We're getting, you know, the semi-finals. It's so complicated. That World Cup is, honestly, they have, you know, hundreds of teams, and they all just, it's not hundreds, but they have a lot of teams, and they all get together, and they do a thing, and then someone is the winner. But man, do I get excited about it every time. I love
it. It's fun. I'm going to be right down there in the middle of all that. Gosh, I'm going to have to think about that.
Yeah, move. That's what I would do. Move. Move to the Gulch. I'm sure it's going to be cheap.
Yeah. I'm right on the street from the Gulch, actually.
I know. I'm excited because when I worked in commercial real estate and I was working with Sim Group, they were in the bidding process. And the guys who worked there, they were very excited. And they were spending a lot of money on other people's developments, like lending money to other people to build all around that. If it was within earshot of the Gulch, they were spending money on it because they were buying in big to that part of town. And, you know, it's going to be a huge, cool thing for the city, I think.
It is.
Just another reason to come down to Atlanta. If you don't have a reason enough, because Atlanta is a cool city, this is yet another reason to come visit. And if you do, let us know, and we'll tell you where to have dinner. Somebody the other day said, hey, I'm coming to Atlanta. And I was like, cool. We'll all be out of town, because we really were. But then I didn't know what to say. Like, cool. Do you want to come over? I don't know. I mean, I want you to tell me you're coming to town. I'm not being a dick. I didn't know what the appropriate thing to say was.
The appropriate response.
Yeah, because if you say, hey, you want to get together for a beer, then are you being, like, weird? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, is that weird? I don't know. And I don't drink beer right now.
Is that all they said? Just I'm coming to Atlanta?
No, they said they were traveling somewhere, like somewhere close.
Okay.
And they might stop by Atlanta on this particular day. And you and I were both out of town. We were not available on those days that they were traveling. But I didn't really know what to say to... Well, I might swing by Atlanta. Like, oh, cool. You know, I'm sorry, but you can't come by the house. My wife would never allow that. But even if I said, okay, cool, let's go meet. I mean, I might not be totally opposed to it, but let's do that. Maybe like a group situation.
Yeah.
Like everybody gets together. One of the things I thought would be cool if we did, is from time to time, from occasion to occasion, you and I shout out where we're going to be, like with a little bit of time, like ahead of time, a couple weeks ahead of time. And if people are in the area, we can all meet up and talk to each other.
Where we're going to be, like on vacation?
No, not that kind of, no. No, like we're going to be at the bar.
Oh, we're going to be at the bar.
In 2 weeks, we're going to see this show. We're going to be at that bar. We're going to be doing this thing.
Well, we said we were going to do a dive bar tour.
Yeah. Well, we almost did do a dive bar tour.
Well, did that go in the notebook?
That went in the notebook and right out the door. My body literally revolted against the dive bar tour. It said, oh, yeah, here's a tumor for you.
Yeah. Dude.
My body won't let it happen, literally. Even when my brain says yes, my body says no. It says, nope, here's a tumor. Recover from that one. Nope, go get your neck cut open, buddy. Yeah. All right, we'll go talk about more. We'll talk about more unfulfilled promises right after. Oh, we're funny. Right after this, we'll be back.
Why don't you text us? And we can text back. And then you can text us in reply. Then so on. It's a fun little game I've been playing. And I think you'll be great at it. 212-433-3TCB. That's 212-433-3822. You could leave a message, too. If you do, maybe you'll end up being the voice of the show. But be warned, the pay is not great. You could go to the website and drop us an email also, tcbpodcast.com. And while you're there, you can get a free sticker. Who doesn't want a free sticker? Just go to the Contact Us button and ask for one. Follow us on Insta at The Commercial Break and watch the episodes at youtube.com/The Commercial Break. Now I'm going to go back to that texting game. You want to play? Come on. Bye.
Oh my gosh, I'm watching everybody on Instagram massage their face. Are you massaging your face yet? Are you doing this?
Like the face yoga?
No, not face yoga. It's like they're like
the lymphatic.
I got knots in my chin. I got knots in my cheeks. I got knots in my brain. I got knots in my eyes.
There's rollers for that too.
Yeah. It's just like the newest, hottest fad. Like, I just read someone who's been into this for a minute. Like, everyone's been in it for a minute because it just started popping up everywhere. And they were saying, you know, I've got a secret technique that you can use to change the shape of your face with massage. DM me, you know, I want to know more for, you know, the secret link, which to me smells of MLM. Do you know what I'm saying? MLM. It really does.
The MLM, no, I think it reeks of fleecing.
Yes. Yes. Here, buy more face massagers, right? Mm-hmm. Or this secret technique. And if you can get 10 friends to buy the secret technique, then you can profit off their 10 people to buy
like
the secret technique.
Stuff.
Yeah, like affiliate marketing. Listen, some affiliate marketing is legit, completely legit. Some affiliate marketing, really, they do sell products and people want those products and you're just a salesperson for that organization. But a lot of it is kind of scammy bullshit. Mm-hmm. But what's up with the face massage? We're doing that now? We're going to sell MLM face massaging? Let's come on. I'm not opposed to face massaging.
Yeah, I've got one of the rollers and I've used it a couple of times, but changing the shape of your face,
that's a dramatic interpretation, I think, of what can happen.
Yeah.
A very dramatic interpretation of what can happen. But this same girl who's doing all this face massaging, she is, I'm not sure she's well, you know what I'm saying? So I'm not going to give names or anything like that. I'm just not sure. I don't know. I mean, are any of us really all that well at the end of the day? I think all of us are, you know, behind closed doors or basket cases, quite frankly. We got our own cup of noodles that we're sucking from.
Yeah.
And let me give you an example of one of the posts. That.
I mean, I think you might have a higher ratio of unwell people on your feed.
I know I do. I know I do. Because I tend to be attracted to that kind of craziness, not like attracted like sexually or physically, but attracted like, oh, that's very interesting.
Well, like the guy that's showing his oily chest hair.
Yes. The guy, oily chest hair guy. Mm-hmm. Hey, listen, if that's your thing, that's your thing. If you're into oily chest hair, cool. How did it end up on my Instagram? I don't know. I've never shown a proclivity for oily chest hair, but okay.
In fact, you hate body hair.
I hate body hair. Maybe that's how it knew. Maybe It heard me telling my daughter that I hate body hair. So this girl who's doing, one of the girls who's doing face massaging, right? She put out a post the other day, and the post was a note. She had taken a screenshot of a note on her iPhone, and that said something about SZA, BZA, WZA, WU. I love me and you love you. Ink by somebody, tattoo by somebody else. Love your body, blah, blah, blah. Okay. All right. So a completely random, nonsensical
mismatch of words.
Mismatch of words, like almost like a stream of consciousness that clearly points to maybe not well, but it's a reel. So it's a screenshot. There's a song playing. And the next scene is a photograph of her naked, bending down, but like she's popping a squat, like she's about to take a dump, with her fist in her mouth. All the way in her mouth, right?
Oh.
And I was like, what? What is that? That's so unattractive. Why do you have your fist in your mouth and looks like you're about to take a shit on the ground? What is that? Right? The very next post that's like, that she put out like 10 minutes after that is her sitting in her on her couch massaging her face, telling everybody the health benefits of massaging your face. What? It goes through your head. When one post SZA, WZA, WAPA, WOO, look at my beautiful tattoo, I'm taking a dump on the floor, and then massage your face, you can change the shape of it, literally. I don't understand. I'm not getting it.
I mean, she might be doing a test to see which one gets more likes, and she'll go that way.
She's got an OnlyFans, so yeah.
Yeah.
She's got an OnlyFans, and she often puts out... she'll put out sales for her OnlyFans.
Oh, on sale? Like a Memorial Day sale?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Like, you know, 35% off the next 15 people that go to my OnlyFans. One like. And it's like, are you going to get all 15 in there? I don't know.
You're kind of rooting for her.
I am rooting for her because I feel her pain.
Yeah.
Yeah. We don't
it's
have 15.
It's competitive.
Yes. It's competitive. That fucking algorithm is just fucks you. I was talking to Chad about that last night. I said, hey, Chad, why can't I get any of my reels to besides one or, you know, five of them to get over a couple hundred thousand views and, you know, maybe 5,000 likes? And it came up with a list of thoughts on that, right?
What were they?
Well, the very last one was one that I have considered. You may have been shadow banned by the algorithm. While shadow banning is not an official term used by Instagram, and they deny that this happens, they do deplatform certain content for a number of different reasons. It gave me all those different reasons. Now, could that have happened? Yes. We have talked a lot of shit about Mark Zuckerberg on this show.
Yes.
But I don't think we've posted a lot of posts about Mark Zuckerberg. As a matter of fact, I only found one where we were talking shit about Mark Zuckerberg. But could be that once you talk about Mark, you just don't get the juice. The juice. Yes. Maybe if I start putting a fist in my mouth and look like I'm taking a Yahoo on the floor, then
I'm
maybe...
I'm telling you, and filming your grooming routine.
I am going to start filming that grooming routine. Mm-hmm. That is exactly what I'm going to do because... if people want chest hair, I've got that all day long. What I'm going to do is I'm going to let it grow for like 3 months. And then you're going to see the commercial break.
You won't be able to do that.
Nope, I won't. No,
that
I
was
won't.
A nice thought. No. You will not be able to do that.
You know, when the first time I got married, my ex-wife, Julia, she pleaded with me to please grow my hair out for the wedding. Could I just have a couple of curls on top for the wedding?
Oh, your hair.
Yeah, my hair.
Your head hair.
My head hair. Yeah, the body hair, no, but the head hair. And I said, okay, I'll grow it out. And so I think I got it like 3 or 4 weeks into the process. And so it was like maybe an inch long, right? And we were like 2 weeks from the wedding, but I was so crazed by the feeling of having hair that one night in a drunken stupor, I shaved it off. And... of all the arguments that Julia and I had, that was one of the worst. Yes, because she was, the fuck? Now you cannot grow it back. We don't have time. It's not going to happen. Yeah. And I thought to myself, we got so many bigger fish to fry than my hair. But okay, if we're upset about that. Let's do that. I don't know. There's something irritating to me about having all
I've never
of that
seen
hair.
I mean, in the 20 years of friendship, I've never seen you with it live in person. I've seen a picture.
Yeah.
But I have not ever seen you with it grown out.
Pictures do exist of me with with longer curly hair, especially when I'm a teenager. Big old mop curls on the top
curly.
Of my head.
It's I liked it.
Very curly. It's all my kids have the same hair, right? Because Astrid's got the same hair that I do, essentially, just a little darker, but she's got the same hair that I do. And, you know, I would grow it out maybe for like a charitable reason, maybe. But even then, I think even if I was doing some good, I don't think there's enough good that I could do that would get me past all the irritation of having hair.
You could grow it out for people's, what is it, merkins or what?
Yes, merkin. Yes, I'm going to grow out a merkin.
That's so curly.
A merkin. You want to put my hair on your dick? Call me. 212-433-3TCB.
You'd probably get some likes on that.
Oh, I bet I would. And you know I would sell some. There are some freaky deekies out there. Probably in our audience. I bet there's some people in our audience who'd be like, I'd take your hair. I'll take your hair. I'm going to be in Atlanta. I'll take your hair.
Can I drop by and pick up that hair?
Oh, that's right. Thank God I don't have any crypto to get kidnapped with on that one. Anyway, going to start massaging my face and growing out my hair. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's why my hair is receding, is because I'm not massaging my head enough. That's
maybe
right.
You need to massage your scalp.
Fair enough. Well, I had the first scalp burn of the year, so it's peeling a little bit. Yeah, that hurts. I swore to myself like 3 years ago, I'm never going to have another scalp burn. I burned it too much. It happens once, twice a year. I'm always going to put a little, you know, sunscreen on my scalp so I don't get that, because it hurts too, that scalp burn. And what did I do? I went to my kid's field day, stood there all day long in the burning hot sun, not a drop of sunscreen.
Oh, you forgot.
Well, at least I wasn't getting spit on. I could have spit on my head.
It might have felt good on the burn.
Here, kids, spit on my head.
Well, one of them tried to in the car.
One of them did. And they almost made it.
Yeah.
I, like, ducked. I was, like, driving under the wheel. I'm like,
Oh, my God.
Oh, it made it everywhere. Everywhere. Back of seat, front of seat. Back of house, front of house. It was everywhere.
How's the smell now?
It's gone.
Good.
We got it. We licked it.
Good.
We licked it, and we washed that chair off nice and good. My stepmom had something you hook up to the hose that sprays a bleachy soap for like the house, you know, cleaning the house, mildew, mold, all that stuff.
Yep.
Oh, we attacked it. We were out there for an hour cleaning that damn seat. Every bit of it. And then I had to clean off the driveway. It was a whole thing. Oh,
the slime.
Yeah, the slime. Ugh. Ugh. Disgusting. All right, here we go. We're headlong in TCB's.
We're barreling towards it.
No stopping the train now. No gulch here. Choo-choo. We got our own gulch. It's going to happen on Saturday, May 31st, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. You are going to get endless amounts of TCB on TCB's endless day. And we can't wait for it. You want to be a part of it? You want to call in? There will be a portion of the show that will be interactive. So 212-433. We're going to attempt. Yeah. All of this. We're attempting all of this, by the way.
Yeah.
Could happen the way we hope. Could happen another way.
We've got a good plan.
And listen, planning is half the battle. Executing is the other half. Yeah. So just stay tuned. 212-433-3TCB. 212-433-3822. Text us questions, comments, concerns, content ideas, or if you would like to join us on TCB's Endless Day, text us and we'll do our best to coordinate that. Add the commercial break on Instagram. You want to be following us, because if we go live on Twitch and or YouTube, we'll let you know on Instagram or on youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. Make sure you subscribe to the channel, tcbpodcast.com, all the comings and goings and all the episodes right there at one location, plus your free sticker. See you on Saturday. Okay, Chrissy, that's all I can do for today.
I think so.
I'll say I love you.
And I love you.
Best to you.
Best to you.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. Until next time, Chrissy and I will say, we do say, and we must say,
goodbye.